have your fear, which might become reality. And you have Godzilla, which is reality.
I'm sick of Godzilla.
Wake up, everyone!
There are two things you don't know about the Earth.
Whether he returns or not, or is never again seen by human eyes, the things he has taught us remain.
Welcome back to YHS on Monster Island. I am your co-host, Jacob Walsh, and I am here with my other better co-host.
Yeah, better. JP. No, we're just different, Jake.
No.
One better than the other. I'm excited because we are catching you right before you go on a big, nice, fancy trip.
Yep.
So we're excited that we're able to fit this in schedule.
It worked. Yeah.
Yes. So
it worked out. I'm going on a trip. I'm going to London for the first time. It's going to be fun. Leaving this weekend. So had to get an episode in before, even though I will go ahead and say for anybody listening or watching, going to be a light episode. Not a lot of news coming out. Me and Jay didn't watch anything. You know what? Hold on. I'm going to skip ahead. I want to tell you about this movie I watched because I just thought about it. Not really a kaiju movie, but I watched this movie. I've been seeing it go around online. It came out a couple years ago. It's called Crazy Tsunami.
Okay. I'm not aware of Crazy Tsunami.
I believe it's a Thai film.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it on YouTube in its entirety.
I love that.
Tsunami happens immediately. It's like the movie opens with a tsunami happening.
Yeah.
And the plot of the movie is that there were these people transporting a very large crocodile. The tsunami frees the crocodile. So the whole movie is just about a group of people trying to get away from a giant crocodile while flooding is happening.
Okay.
And it was very silly. There's like, it's dumb. It's as dumb as it sounds, but there is like a practical crocodile that they use
For
some shots.
Yeah.
It looks like maybe whoever made it did not look at the anatomy of a crocodile. But it was just one of those movies. I was like, I'm just going to put this on. It will be fun while I'm scrolling or something. Not really kaiju, but it did have a giant, dumb looking crocodile in it. So that's what I watched this week.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I thought of it. It's funny. Totally off topic. Well, not off topic. About crocodiles and alligators and crocodilians. But
yeah.
I thought of you. So my wonderful little daughter, she's 4. She goes to zoo school here in Fort Worth at the wonderful Fort Worth Zoo. And they're known for their Museum of Living Art, which is their big herpetarium, and they're the lead on the species survival plan for so many different reptiles.
Yeah.
But they have a awesome like Nile crocodile that sits out in front of the mola. Like when you're eating in the cafeteria, like you can look through the glass and see it. They have gharials on the other side, but way in the back at the Texas exhibit where they have a lot of Texas wildlife, they have an original inhabitant of the zoo. He's 87, 88 years old, Dan the alligator.
Wow.
And yeah, so, but it's funny, they talk about it, and my daughter comes home from zoo school, and they were studying, I think they were doing like the swamp, the food chain in the swamp. So the alligator was obviously at the kind of the end of that. And she comes in and she's like, Daddy, did you know alligators are really nice creatures, but crocodiles are very mean? And I was like, that is like, Jacob Walsh should be so happy because you always say like,
good job,
the misunderstood alligator. And I was like,
yeah,
yes,
good job.
I learned that.
I love that. That's awesome.
But
tell her.
But there's no tsunami, but no tsunami in Fort Worth. She did not have to navigate through that.
I don't think a tsunami. I think it would have to be a pretty big tsunami to reach Texas.
Other parts of Texas.
Hey, Jay, it would have to be a crazy tsunami.
Crazy tsunami. I love it.
Yeah.
There's our next movie.
Anyway, yeah, cool. I just want to tell you about that movie. It was fun.
I watched some stuff. I did.
Let's do it. No, I don't care about format this week. I don't know if that messes with your brain.
I'll just raise my hand
to do the format. We're just going to go right into it. So, what did you watch?
So I have something I've been watching, but also like two things that I'm about to be watching by the time this airs. Definitely one of them. The other one will be next week, but I'm really excited about, and they are on brand. But the first thing, so I saw, and I kind of overlooked and totally forgot about season 3 of the Ultraman Netflix anime dropping. And so like, I'm going back.
Too.
Yeah. And so I went back and rewatched season 1 and 2, like literally over two nights. Like I just zoomed through it. And I'm going to probably finish off season 3 this week, just to like, you know, because it's the final season of it. Yeah. And I forgot. I actually really did like season 1 a lot. And on the rewatch, and it's been a while, I still do. I liked it a lot. I think they did some really cool stuff. Season 2, I think I liked it a lot less on this viewing. I just felt it was just so, because it's only 6 episodes. And the first one was like 13 or something. They just crunched it in. And it just feels like one episode that probably could have been told in an hour, not, you know, however many minutes it ended up being in totality. But I forgot like all the stuff that they did with some of the very like popular and known kaiju and seijin from the series. And I get that it's based on a manga and I haven't read that, but I'm just trying to associate it with the TV shows. And I thought some of the stuff was really cool. The animation is a little wonky. I know that was a big critique of it, but that doesn't bother me as much because I'm not a anime junkie, but I really did like that first season. I think it's really good.
Well, I remember I have not seen season 2, and mm-hmm. I think I remember I watched season 1, I watched all of it, and mm-hmm. I think I liked it, but there were some I wanted more monsters and more aliens and less Ultramen fighting each other, you know?
Yeah.
And that kind of took me out of it a little bit. I know that the show is supposed to be, is it not supposed to be canon with like the original Ultraman show?
Yeah, it's
got like weird, aren't there some things that kind of go against?
So it's all based like that how it happened as is, and then it's like fast forward to like present day. But the cool thing is you get like a Shin Hayata, you know, he's there, but you also get Dan Moriboshi at Ultra 7, but they're totally different than they were in this series. It's like the Ultraman picks up from where that left off for the most part. Like the broad strokes of it, right? It doesn't get down into like the nitty gritty, but like Ide from the SSSP is there. But everything after that, all the other Ultra series are kind of irrelevant. They reintroduce Ultra 7, they reintroduce Ultraman Jack and Ace and Taro, and I don't know if I'm missing one. So like those are like new, they have new ways that they get brought into the franchise.
Okay.
But it does like say like the 66 Ultraman quote unquote did exist.
I just remember it is like a little confusing to me to be like, hey, this happened, this is in the continuity, but let's change everything. You know what I mean? I was like, because it was weird to me how like they're not like giant most of the time, you know,
at all.
Like, it's not. I'm like, that's like a main thing. Why is that not? Why did we just get rid of that? And those kind of things confuse me a little bit. And I think that was part of the reason when season 2 came out, I just didn't watch. I just forgot. Yeah. I was like, I'll watch it at some point. Knowing it's only 6 episodes, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to go jump in because I was scrolling through Netflix and saw that season 3 was there. And I was just like, oh, fuck, I need to get back on this. So,
we should probably ask John Yerkeba, but I've heard the manga that this anime series was like loosely based on. I know that they made a lot of changes to it. Was really good. Like it was like much beloved and well received. But
I saw the I was in my Books a Million just kind of browsing, and there is a re-release of the Kamen Rider manga, and it's a re-release of the original manga. It's big, thick. I don't know how much there was, so I don't know how much it is of the original, but I mean it was like this big. And it was perfect timing. It was just a re-release of some of the originals, and I flipped through it. The art is awesome. All the creatures look really cool in the style that they're drawn in, and I did not pick it up, but it's one of those things where I didn't pick it up. I'm like, I should have bought that. So I probably will pick it up, but that sounds cool. Did you what else you got? You watch
That's a good. I mean, like next week is Shin Kamen Rider. I'll be going to see that at the theater on the 31st. So I'm excited about that.
Oh my god, that's gonna happen while I'm in London.
Yeah. But the other one, I think you'll dig this. So, And I'll tie this in actually, like with the event we're running Kaiju Go. So the location that we're running Kaiju Go at, it's this renovated, like, you know, theater that's been around since the 1920s and has been renovated and destroyed and saved and all that good stuff. But they have in Texas, this week is John Wayne week. And I'll tie this back to Kaiju, I promise. They have like a big John Wayne museum down in the Fort Worth Stockyards and stuff. And our theater's based down there. And one of the nights tomorrow, so that'll be Thursday night, they're having Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger, almost at the Golden Voyage of Sinbad, because the star is Patrick Wayne.
Okay.
He plays Sinbad, which is, he's one of the sons of John Wayne. And so I am really excited about that. He's going to be there at the venue. So I'm going to go tomorrow. He's 83 years old, flying in from Phoenix. Yeah, he's going to be there. And I'm going to be there. I'm taking my parents because my parents love the Sinbad movies. And they are the ones that turned me on to Sinbad when I was little. We're going to go and we're going to be at this old vintage theater that, like I said, that we're going to be doing Kaiju Go at when we show Mothra versus Godzilla and Godzilla versus Megalon and watch Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger starring Patrick Wayne. And Patrick Wayne's going to be there. So I'm really excited about that because anytime you get to see those movies on the big screen, it's cool. But
yeah,
also to be able to see him there, it'll be pretty neat. So I'm excited about that tomorrow.
Yeah, that's going to be really, man, I'm jealous of that. That sounds, yeah. Hey, I'll be at work tomorrow.
I have that too. I was hoping that there'll be a good turnout. So they might show eventually like have a double feature night where they show Seventh Voyage and Golden Voyage, the better ones. But I like Eye of the Tiger too. But yeah. That would be amazing too. Or maybe I just got to do an event there to do a Sinbad.
Yeah,
event maybe.
After Kaiju. Yeah, after the Kaiju one, just do a Sinbad one.
So we know Patrick Wayne could come in for Eye of the Tiger. So I'm going to be doing that. So between that and Kamen Rider, I'm really excited. And finishing Ultraman anime on Netflix, I'm really excited about content I'll be.
Yeah. You got a really good week yeah. in Kaiju happening. Yeah, that's awesome, so, dude. I love that.
But oh, hey, real quick though, on Kaiju Go, unrelated to the movies.
Yeah,
we've been like releasing announcements periodically. I mean, the show's not until the end of August, but we had one that ties into the extended YHS family recently. So we're having a special. Like in between the two films, we're having a special guest interview with what we released as was one artist. There's actually going to be two. More on that in a second. Ooh. But the first one that we released is friend of YHS. I know a good buddy of the crew, and I've had the pleasure of meeting him. He's an amazing artist, the great John Yerkeba, who's done work for Transformers, Beast Wars, and Ninja Turtles. For IDW, but also he's done the covers for Godzilla Monsters and Protectors, All Hell the King. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be there to do a little like Q&A and interview in between the films, hopefully sign some copies, shake some hands, kiss some babies. But it'll be cool for people to meet him. He's coming in from Arizona. And then hopefully by the time that we podcast again in a couple of weeks, I'll be able to announce our other guest with John, who is also gigantic in the Kaiju community.
It's a good one.
It's a good one, and we're really, really excited about it. And those guys will be teaming up for this little interview. But things are going great. We, you know, if anybody that's listening that's in the area wants to come on down, it's going to be a great time. Great vendors, great films, now we can say awesome artists.
Both guests,
And the other thing, Jake, I didn't even mention from an artist standpoint, because I know you're an artist, you appreciate it. In our vendor room, not as one of our guests, just there because he's working on some cool vinyl designer toys that are Kaiju themed. But David DeGrand, who's done stuff for The Simpsons and SpongeBob and Uncle Grandpa, all this stuff, he's going to be there just hanging out in the vendor room, selling some stuff and talking Kaiju. So we're going to have some art royalty across the board there in our little event in Fort Worth on the 26th of August.
That's going to be a good event, man. I'm really bummed I can't make it out to that. It's going to be such a fun show. I can't believe John, like the fact that John's going, like,
yeah,
we love John, you know, he's a good friend of ours. Like, I love that one of my friends who was already a good friend of mine kind of like is now in the Kaiju world. You know what I mean?
I know.
John has been able to, jump into the Kaiju world. That's really cool.
I'm excited, dude. I hope he, my hope for him, and you know, maybe we can, we can talk about it. It'll manifest because, like, you know, secretly we wanted him to do something with Godzilla and he did, and Ninja Turtles and he did. And I know Transformers, you, that's right in your alley.
He did some Transformers,
but maybe the Ultraman and Tokusatsu and Kamen Rider and all that stuff that's now coming out, that maybe he can do something there, because he is a huge
Ultraman stuff,
yeah, he's a Tokusatsu guy. So I hope he gets some work on that, because I'd love to have him down for like a Tokusatsu event. That would be amazing. Or
we need to get it. We should bring John on the show.
Yeah, we need to
sometime in the next couple of episodes. Try to get him on it. Just have a just a conversation. Just
we'll make him watch War of the God Monsters and Space Monster Wong Magui.
I don't know if you've ever had a I don't know if you've ever had a conversation with John, but one thing I'll tell you about John is, like, he loves to talk, and that's not a bad thing. John, you ask John one question, he's going to talk about it for an hour.
Yeah.
We're not going to have room to do a what did you watch when we bring John. It's just going to be a whole episode where we're just interviewing John. We'll ask him two questions and we'll get an hour and a half out of him.
That's my one worry, is this interview, which is pretty short. John and the artist to be named later are both talkers and in the best way possible. So I'm like,
stopwatch. John, you're done.
John, unfortunately, you and unknown artist only get yes or no questions. Close-ended questions. No, we would not do that. No. That's what makes them great and wonderful, and we know that they love the subject matter and how passionate they are because they can talk forever on it.
Yep. Jay, anything else that you watched, or you want to move on to some toys here?
Yeah, we can also do some toy talk. Yeah, I love
Let's do some toy talk. I got one toy. Did you get a couple toys?
I got some little ones. I want you to go last because yours is way better than mine. It's different. It's more kaiju. I'll put it like this.
Okay.
It's better for the theme. So you weren't on this show. It was when I did the Monster Island Live with Ryan Wilhelm when you were out, and I showed off a designer vinyl toy, indie toy line that I'm just really getting into. And this isn't really kaiju. I mean, I can make them kaiju, like giant size if I want to in my head canon, as Ryan Dole would say. But it's this LA-based artist, and the line is called Galaxor. And it's these kind of like cool, like retro robot, space monster, spaceman guy type things. And I've been collecting them, but he just had a new release. And he's another one on Friday. I'm really excited. But this was the latest one that I picked up. And I thought this was really, really cool. I just love the colors and the designs. And they come with interchangeable heads. So I can put this head on him as well. But he has backstories and all that stuff. But I just love, like, this is truly going into that, what we talked about last show. Like, I'm full on, like, I don't care about the backstory in these guys. I just like the way that these guys look. And there's some really cool ones. It is that, like, simple, but not simple as in lazy. Simple as in, like, simple design. But
designed bright, well,
bold, yeah, bright, bold colors. And they are really, really cool. It's like a little retro chic. And I have now three or four of them. I'm really excited. Some of them are just so cool. And excited for the other stuff that Galaxor is releasing. So I picked that one up. And I'm hoping to get the one on Friday too. They're only like, you know, they only release a handful of them. So it's gotta go fast.
Yeah.
The other one,
we're used to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah, that's par for the course. The other one, I don't know if it was on my top 10 list or not. It was, if it wasn't, it's just because it's probably a little bit more accessible because they release a lot of different variants of it. And I wasn't tied to a specific variant, but it's something that I got one from the great at Sweaty Vinyl on Instagram, or Michael Lynch. He's awesome. But I got another one, and I got my first painted version because he gave me a cool, clear, translucent purple. And that is from our good buddy Mark Nagata, Max Toy Co. I got me a painted Sifubi Man.
There you go.
I love this one. So I have my blank Sifubi Woman and my blank Sifubi Man, and now I have a painted Sifubi Woman and a painted Sifubi Man and the two casting stations. So I can...
You're set, dude.
I got my whole Sifubi factory going on.
You can start making toys.
I know. So the cool thing is the Sifubi Woman, she's holding, like, she's painting the Aizon, which is one of the popular custom kaiju that Mark does. It's one of his creations. Well, Sifubi Man, Aizon's in his back pocket. Look at that. That's so cool. I know. I love this. I mean, I love Sifubi Man. I really, honestly, Jake, I feel like, you know, we always talk about like Sifubi Hall of Fame and like these are important pieces. I feel that in modern Safubi, and I'm talking like modern, I think the Safubi man and woman, they're highly sought after. They're highly collectible. People love mm-hmm. them. They sell out in a minute. But I think they're important pieces because there's no other like representation of the people that actually make this stuff and have kept this art alive for so long and spent their lives, you know, put blood, sweat, and tears, you know, literally blood, sweat, and tears to be able to create these beautiful pieces of art that we love and geek out over. And I just think it's cool that Mark had the foresight and to really pay homage to these folks. And I think these are important pieces, just like the M1 Haru Nakajima, you know, like he deserved that because he's such an integral part of Godzilla. I'm glad that that was captured and mm-hmm. other things. I think, you know, we look back when we're, you know, 1 foot in the grave and we're looking back and on the important piece. I think these Safubi men and women are going to be really, really cool pieces and like have a big part in the history of Safubi, especially what we call now modern Safubi.
Yeah. No one can say that any better. Like I agree. I agree with you. And now I feel bad. I don't have one. I'm going to have to get one.
Go get one.
I got to be on the lookout. I was, you know, when those went up, I was like, I tried to make it myself a mental note of like, okay, the Safubi man goes up on Friday. And then Friday, 5 minutes after they went up, I was like, oh shit, I think Safubi man went up. And I go look, it's just gone. You know,
it's like, gone.
Like you said, they wipe out immediately, but
they're so cool. And I love this colorway too. It lucked out. I was going to get it no matter what, but this is one I really dig. The last thing I got is very odd. It is truly a toy. It is pretty, other than like maybe like a stick, it might be the ultimate toy. It's one that's been played with for a long time. It's a vintage piece. This is, you know, without further ado, a Ultraman, the Kaiju Teleston, a Teleston top, a vintage top. So there's no markings. There's no date. My gut is that this is early 70s. Maybe late 60s. It's probably like a carnival prize or something. Yeah. But it's a vintage toy. You know, it's a heavy like metal top. But it has a little image there of Teleston in there of this cool like vintage style artwork. And it actually came with a string like the old school like rip it out. I don't have it here with me, but I mean, I thought like this is really cool. I don't know why I like it. I don't have anything Teleston. I love him. I just throw him in my Ultraman, you know, DTOF and there we go. But I thought this was wacky and cool and super fun.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you know how it is over here. We like the weird.
Yeah.
We like the weird stuff. So that fits perfectly. I love that. That's a good, those are all good. You're like, my favorite thing that you just did was you're like, oh, well my pickups are little, you know, you got a real, and then you're like, top 10 list. Well, here's the most important Safubi figure to come out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they weren't like, kaiju like very, you know, blatantly sure. Kaiju, right? I mean, except for Teleston, but right. Yeah, but I do know more to come when the next time we broadcast. I believe I'll be able to update, to extend, to have a new number on the quest of 89 89s.
You might be there at this point. I don't know.
Close. I think I might be getting close to 80 after the next the next wave. We'll see. Stay tuned.
Yeah. It's rare when Jay doesn't have an 89 to show off. Right. You've gone 2 weeks without getting an 89. Yeah.
Pretty soon I will stop because somebody asked me like, "Well, after you get to 89, are you going to go for more?" I'm like, "No, that's the bit." That's the thing. It's like,
well, that's the bit. Right now it's 89 89s, but now then it's going to be 98 89s
or 1989. I feel like at 89 89s, that's my art installation, right? I can come up with crazy design and bam.
When you get to 89 89s, what you could do is if one comes out that you just like, you're like, holy fuck.
Yes.
Get it and maybe sell one of the other ones if you need to. You know, one of the ones where the only difference is like the eye color.
So. I know. No, that's what exactly I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do like at one point I want it to be these are my favorite 89 89.
Yes.
And then we'll go from there.
So if you gotta shift some out, that's okay.
Yeah.
Is that it, Jay? That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Well, I got a toy.
Yes.
I got one toy. Well, it's technically two toys, but it came as one toy. I got this from Toku Toy Town, and it arrived today, which is crazy. First of all, let me just say, Toku Toy Town, they're shipping. They know how to do things. This came really quick. I'm very excited because I was hoping it was going to get here before my trip, and I was like, there's no way. I was like, there's no way this is going to get here in less than a week, but it did.
We make dreams happen, Jake.
I got a Gorgo.
Yeah.
I got a Gorgo. You know, we were doing our episode last week and talking about Gorgo, and, you know, rewatching Gorgo, I was like, wow, I really kind of rediscovered my love for this. And the Titanic Creations Gorgo that's coming out is really like, you know, I think I might have mentioned this before, but I'm kind of in this headspace right now where I really love getting toys, whether they're Sifubi or not, for some of these old kaiju and monster films that were like favorites of mine as a kid that weren't Godzilla. So like Harryhausen, Reptilicus, you know, Gorgo. Reptilicus is on my list next. I gotta get one of those Reptilicus figures because I like having this little collection of the kind of lesser known weirdos. You know what I mean? So yeah, picked up this Gorgo. You helped me find this guy, this guy, and this gal. But yeah, so I was really happy because I was like, you know what? I want to bring little Gorgo to London with me and be one of those people who sets the pictures up since Gorgo takes place in London. But
hey, do not let him get captured by that circus.
Dude, he's not. There's no circus.
Don't leave him in an empty swimming pool.
This is a great figure, man. And it perfectly captures the weirdness of how big the arms and the feet are.
It's a beautiful sculpt.
It is a very, very well done sculpt. I love the bit of yellow on the back of this toy and a little baby Gorgo. I love these. These are great.
I mean, could you imagine young Jake if like you were presented that like M1 Gorgo back then? Like how awesome that would have been.
Yeah.
We couldn't find Godzilla toys until Treadmill.
Yeah. I had a bootleg, you know, I had Imperial.
Yeah, but the Imperial,
the stuff, the Imperial like Gigan that I found at the state fair. So those all doubled as Godzilla, Gorgo, everybody. But I love when a toy comes with an extra and has a little. You know, it's great. It's perfect.
And especially good one that source. Actually is like part of like the film, right? Like sometimes they'll come with like a mini version of themselves. It's like, you know, there wasn't a mini version. Or the best one is, you know, the giant walrus from Gorath Maguma, the Marasan version of that, or the M1. Yeah, the M1 version of that comes with like the little Anguirus. I'm like, why are they together?
the last thing I'll say, the thing that I also really love is that this isn't just a small version of this sculpt. It is a completely different. They weren't trying to make it identical to the big one. It is a completely original sculpt compared to this. It looks nothing alike. You know, it's different. Its back is different. The head, the hands, everything is different. And I love that.
Yeah, they did. They spared no expense on that one. That one was there. You could tell that Nishimura and company really did treat that with respect and develop a pretty awesome piece. And there's some really cool colorways out there for that Gorgo. I love mine.
Yeah, I've been seeing some good. Yeah. I've been seeing some. What color is yours?
Is kind of like it's like a pearl white ish, and then the back is like a kind of a metallic blue. Cool. Yeah, I'm trying to find where did I put my Gorgo? I've been rearranging.
Gorgo.
No, Gorgo, come back. I'm trying to develop a kind of. Oh yeah, duh, he's right in front of me. I'm trying to develop like a section that's kind of the miscellaneous kaiju, right? Like Gorgo.
That's what I want to do.
And Death Kappa and Gilala and even some Toho properties like Gezira and stuff like that don't tie into Godzilla directly. So I have him up there. She and him are looking over at Death Kappa and Gilala right now. So,
I want that Death Kappa too, man. I'm so annoyed that the Death Kappa figures are so expensive. It's like, you know, it's like a movie that kind of sucks. You know, it's like you don't hear about that movie too much. The toys are amazing.
Yeah, I found a blank one on one of the main, like one of the vinyl sites, like not like an auction site or anything. One of them had the glow in the dark blank for like, I don't know, a pretty decent price, but
but glow in the dark blanks, it's like the one I don't want, you know.
I know, right?
Very cool.
But you're, hey, you're an artist, man. You can paint that. I trust you.
I don't know how to. I don't know how to airbrush.
Airbrush.
Yeah, I could paint it with some actual paint, but that's not the same. Yeah, this guy Gorgo. I'm gonna put him with my Pulgasari figures and my Gilala and my Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. So
I love it.
Yeah, oh, it's gonna be good.
I did have another toy related thing, but it's not, it's a personal bit of news, but it's not a, okay. It's not like a pickup or anything.
Yeah.
I just let you know, like I made the decision and like I canceled all of my pre-orders for Super 7. Yeah.
Oh man.
It wasn't a long decision or whatever. I was going through some of like my pre-orders to check on some status updates on some different properties. And I think I was looking at probably like the Saurzoic Warriors that are coming out. And I think I probably bought them through Big Bad Toy Store or something like that. And I was noticing and I was like, all the Super 7s. And I had pre-ordered all of them through them. And I was like, am I just going to do a Mezco with this again where I buy them all, then I just sell them or get rid of them?
Yeah.
Because I go, they could be awesome. And that's not a knock on Super. This is not a, I think these will be bad toys. But yeah. I was just looking at like, where do these fit in like my collecting, and am I getting them because like they're Super 7, I trust what they can, what they're going to do with them. I know Brian Flynn, that's like in his wheelhouse, but like where do they fit? And yeah. And I know, I mean, I just got rid of literally 100 NECA Ninja Turtle figures, and I love that property, and I love what, I mean, those are some of my favorite toys, but like it's just not meaningful to me in the same way that like some of the Sifubian stuff is. So I went ahead and canceled them all.
Yeah,
because like I'm not worried about them being like impossible to get.
Well, they're not. Yeah. They're going to come out and they'll be available. Yeah.
I just feel like I'm going to Mezco them where it's like, and yeah. I'm just like, I don't want to do that. It's a waste of my time. And maybe somebody else will snag them. And I hope they turn out awesome. But so yeah, that was, I just decided up and cancel some Super 7.
Hey, I understand. I didn't even, I only pre-ordered the first wave, the Godzilla and the Biollante. And, you know, it's Godzilla 89. It is the Rose Form Biollante, yeah. Which I own zero Rose Form Biollantes. Biollante is my favorite kaiju. So
Didn't it just win the Rose Form, the Bandai Movie Monster Series? Like the fan poll?
Yeah.
So you should probably had that in the news.
Yeah. Well, we just said it. Good. I pre-ordered the first wave and I want to, you know, I've seen the prototypes in person and they don't look great. The painting's really weird on them, but I think they're early prototypes what I've seen. I don't think, every Super 7 figure I own is great. So, yeah. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait until that first set comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I will get the melting Godzilla. Yeah.
I almost kept that one.
It doesn't exist anywhere else. You know, yeah. It's so different than a burning Godzilla. I will buy that, but I don't think I'll buy Mechagodzilla.
Yeah.
The Destroya, we'll see.
Yeah.
It's a very good looking Destroya figure, so we'll see. But I'm not going to do anything else until I get the two. And who knows? I don't know. I don't even know when they're supposed to be at this point. It's just... There's too many things.
Maybe I get the Burning Godzilla. I can pair him kind of with my Titanic Creations Gorgo. They could go together. That would be really cool. Yeah. But yeah, so I had to do that. But I didn't have to, but I did that.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll get on to our final segment of the evening.
Toy news and other news.
Yeah, we're gonna do a quick news segment and then we're gonna wrap this guy up. But Jay, you got a couple slides, got a little bit of news. Oh, I don't think there's too much.
We can do let's do some toy news and then we'll do some other stuff. There's actually some fun toy news. Like I it's not a ton, but there's some fun stuff. I know. So let's start off with our good buddies over at Marathon. And, you know, their weekly launch of 700 new releases. And Tokyo Hands, the store, it's in Shibuya in Japan. They do a lot of exclusives with Marathon. A lot of my 89s are exclusives to this one Tokyo Hands Shibuya store. And they have released a few more 450s because this is the year of the 450.
I want a 450.
Yeah. Hey, you can get a 450. 450 Jet Jaguars are great. 450 74 here. But the 75 Mechagodzilla, the 74 Godzilla are all 450s. And, you know, these are sculpts that we've seen. The 74 is still new colorways, very cool stuff. And then they also released...
the Godzilla's. I'm not a big fan of that Godzilla, but
the color or the sculpt?
The sculpt.
Yeah. So I have.
It's just weird. It's just weird. Like his head's so bulbous and he's so skinny. I would need to see it in person. This is the kind of
have
thing
some
where
right
I,
over there.
Do you got to go? It's the kind of thing where if I saw it in person or maybe saw a different angle, I might fall in love with it. But right here, I'm just like, well,
it's not bad. It's not the 89. It's not as good as that. The sculpt. Yeah. It's okay. It's better in person. I'll put, you know, take this for what you will. I have a handful of 450s. I have a Jet, a Gigan, a Biollante, a Hedera, Mechagodzilla, an 89. I'm not keeping any of my 74. So take that for what you will. Yeah. Like I love 74 at Godzilla, but it's not my favorite either. It's not bad. This colorway doesn't do it really any favors. Some of the other colorways I think that'll come out later will probably be like, no pun intended, painted in a better picture than this one. But it's that classic blue that we've seen released for the 89 and 350 and 450. It was kind of their first colorway. And so they're getting it in the 74 as well. The clear green, translucent looks awesome. I have a few of those. They're really cool in person. Like it's one of the better translucents.
I love the green translucents here. That Mechagodzilla with the removable head.
Yeah.
That's a buy. I would buy that. That's a buy for sure.
Yeah. I love that. That's the one I have. I don't have the green translucent. I have the regular translucent with like the printed inside. So it looks like you can see the gears and stuff. The translucent, the pink and the green and the orange are, depending on the sculpt, those are the three translucents I think that are really, they always look the best. And I think the green on that, to your point on this Mechagodzilla, looks really good.
Well, it's a green, it's kind of a green that you don't quite see as often because it's like a little, it is like a lime green, but it's also kind of, it's a little pastel, you know, it's, I don't know. There's just something about it where it looks like it looks like it tastes really good.
It does.
Like
beautiful. We can melt it
like
down.
It's like a beautiful fruit. Yeah. I love it.
And then as always, because Marisan, you know, just wants to make people crazy collecting this stuff, tons of Maragacha.
I hate it. I hate it because every time we show new Maragacha, my opinion on Maragacha starts to turn a little bit. My opinion has always been like, I don't really want small stuff. You know, I don't really want the tiny stuff. But the more I see this and the more I see these colors, That bright green Biollante in the Jet Jaguar where he's got his arms up, like that whole row, that middle row, I want all of those. Like the more I see these, the more I'm like, am I going to do just one shelf of 100 Maragachas? Maybe.
Maybe. Nothing wrong with that. So always fun stuff from Marsan. You know, they're kind of batch releases that they do. And I'm sure next time we talk, they'll have 70 more.
Yeah.
But I love talking about them. The next thing, now this was kind of big news. So these are some of the G-Store, the Godzilla store exclusives, and two of them, well, all three of them really are really cool, but two of them I think were a little bit kind of shocking in a good way. We'll start actually from the right side because we're different that way. And Jet, they've been doing these like retro colors, and like they're, The Gigan one was like this metallic, like light blue, and they're these really cool colors. They're the Bandai Movie Monster series, so that, you know, 6-inch scale. But they do really well. They look great and they're wonderful, and they're just different enough to where like you want to buy them because they look cool next to your more matte looking standard Showa Jet Jaguar from the Movie Monster series. And you know, it's a $20, $25 toy, and it looks great. So, and also some more Jet love on his anniversary year.
Yeah. I mean, he deserves it. There should be more. I think I like the metallic looking colors on it. Yeah. It looks really good.
So the X Plus releases were kind of big news. People were flipping out over what got released first, was the 30 centimeter of the Shin Godzilla, the mm-hmm. awakening form, the fourth form from the Yuji Sakai modeling collection. And, you know, to get a 30 centimeter Shin done like this for a really reasonable price, it's insane. It's crazy. I mean, I know like a lot of people love their gigantic Shins. I get why they're so impressive, but to get the Sakai 30 centimeter, to be able to grab that at this price, people just are very, very happy right now. Let's just leave it at that. They're very, very happy. So yeah, I was half expecting you to tell me, hey, I'm going to pick this up.
I think I am. Like, is it still possible? Can I still get it? Or is it
It's through the Godzilla store. So you can actually, they work with Bai. So you just have to, go through that service, sign up. It's free.
I think I've bought through that.
I think
before.
You have to.
When it came out, I was kind of shocked because like X Plus, I love X Plus, but I kind of only want to pick up the ones I really, really want. And there are a few, you know, like I want a Shin. I want a really nice X Plus Shin. I don't have, I have that second form Shin,
which is so good,
but it like scares me if I pick this up, then I got to get the other form. I can't have just the two forms of Shin. I have to get them all. And, I would love to have on my dream list is a gigantic X Plus. Mm-hmm. I don't have a specific Godzilla that I would get. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this I think is probably going to be my next.
It's beautiful.
My next X Plus buy. Yeah,
it's beautiful. Well, my next X Plus buy is next to it because I just pre-ordered it today. So if you go back to our not this year's wish list, but our first ever one we did in my top 10, there was only one X Plus, and it was the 68 30 centimeter Godzilla with Manila there with Minya.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I could have grabbed it. It just never got to the price where I was like, that's I feel good about that. And I'm so glad, because I don't, X Plus is not something I care if it's an original release or not. It does not bother me. Like, I'm not a historian. I would care more like a re-release on a Sifubi item than I would X Plus. And they're re-releasing it, the 55th anniversary. Yeah, 1968, isn't it? Yeah. So this is up for pre-order now, also in the Godzilla store, and it's going to release in August. So I ordered it, and I'm going to finally get my 68 Godzilla, which I, I love. So Shingeki Goji there. I'm really excited about that one. So I have that one, and then I do have the Godzilla Ultima from Awesome Collector. Who knows when I was going to arrive? I think they've started shipping, but
I've seen them show up. I've seen people, I've seen some pictures of those in hand. That was one that I almost bought.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
I love that design.
Yeah. And I think they did a really good job of capturing it. The anime look in like more of a suit modeled type vibe. I think it's going to be really cool. Yeah, so I still have that spiral GMK Godzilla I ordered and paid off a long time ago. That's supposed to be shipping like in the end of June, I think, because they did some retouches on it and redesigned some things. Yeah. And I know it got delayed a little bit, but I'm really excited about that. I got to clear some room for that bad boy somewhere. But anyway, I thought these were awesome. And I was like so shocked to see that news come out. I'm like, well, I'm going to get that. I love 68 and I don't have any 68 X Plus. So now I do. Or now I will, hopefully, by August-ish.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
So good job, Godzilla Store. You did great. I love you. but that's not all, Jacob.
That's not it. We got more.
We got some more. So let's talk a little some exclusives. This is one that you actually sent me. Mm-hmm. And you were like, hey, did you see this pop up? Lottery exclusive. Medicom and Anraku and Saku are doing another lottery, and so they're doing the Kyoto battle version of Gamera with the flaming fist and everything. This thing looks awesome. I'm thinking it is. I'm not going to win it. I never win any lottery, so it doesn't matter. But that thing, the lottery's still open until June 10th. So sign up. Try to get it. I absolutely love this thing. It has battle damage. Removable
fist. It's great. Yeah.
It's so good.
I just love, I mean, listen, we've talked about it in recent episodes about how Enraku and Saku is kind of like, I don't know, doing all the best shit right now. Like, I just really, really love everything.
Toy line of the year last year.
I really love everything they've been putting out. And this is no, you know, this is no different. I love the sculpt. The shell is so cool. I like the way the shell looks.
And the wound going through the shell from the front. Like, that's like, it has, like, it's so good.
Yeah. It's such a good toy.
Yeah. Yeah. Big, big fan. Had to call that one out there. It's huge. And then, so if you recall many moons ago when Ultraman did the Japan Airlines, the JAL exclusives, I got the X Plus Ultraman. Well, now they're coming out with Ultra 7, limited to 550 pieces. It's going to be that white and red instead of silver and red colorway to align with the airlines and airline. And so I'm super duper pumped for this. Has his like wide shot stance there, and so really excited. I think I'm gonna probably pick this one up. I never did get the JAL Ultraman watch. I wanted that
watch.
I was never able to find it, but I did get the Ultraman X Plus, and so I think I might have to get the Ultra 7. You gotta have both of them.
It's so weird to me that the airline Japanese, you know, Japan Airlines does an exclusive. I wish they would come out with a JetBlue Godzilla and a, you know,
no, the JetBlue Jet Jaguar.
Yeah, JetBlue Jet Jaguar, Delta, the Delta Godzilla.
I think it would be pretty awesome.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah, so I'm gonna totally get that one and hopefully have some more JAL Ultra 7 merchandise because I love Ultra 7. He's my favorite.
Yeah, heck yeah.
So this is the one I think that got the most.
Forgot about this thing.
Yes, I think this had. I don't think there's been a toy that's been released that's had this much just people just being like,
a lot of talk.
What? And like, I need this. Or do I? I don't know. So this is the Shin Japan universe, whatever it is, whatever they're calling it, project. The Shin Godzilla, the Shin Ultraman, the Evangelion, and the Shin Kamen Rider, all there. And they can transform like a kind of like a Transformers combiner or a Voltron or something of that nature. All of them transform and then form together to create this, you know, 9-inch tall, crazy super robot guardian of the universe type thing that will fight Voltron and other sort of mechs. But this is so weird and wonderful and just bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the kind of the consensus I've seen everywhere, and it's one that I share, is that this is the dumbest toy I've ever seen, and I need it. It's like the coolest, weirdest. It makes no sense. Like, just I love that they're kind of doing a Shin universe, and you know, I've always kind of toyed in the back of my head about buying Ava toys. You know, I watched that series, that show, and the movies, and even though some of it gets confusing, and I've always loved the look of it. You know what I mean? It's very cool. And then having, you know, having him kind of turn around and do Shin Godzilla makes you kind of like that stuff even more. And this is just a weird toy, man. The fact so that weird. Like Shin Godzilla's head is just poking out. His tail. Hey,
Kamen Rider's just up there in the top.
It is so fucking weird that it's like, you know, it reminds me of Cookiezilla. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, dumb. What? It's insane. Why did somebody spend time on this? But for all those reasons, it's like you want it.
Yeah. I just, when I first saw it, I was like, looking at it, I was like, I thought of Shin Kamen Rider. He's like Krulos on the T-Rex and Dino Riders. He's like sitting on his little pedestal up there.
Yeah.
Like he's like, and then of course you can't miss the crazy Shin Godzilla head right in the center. Like you mentioned. And then I love, they come with like these accessories. Like you have like the little Specium Ray from Ultraman on a stand. You have Kamen Rider comes with his motorcycle. Like it's so,
and I
very
think
cool.
I think the Specium Ray doubles as a sword when he's in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's
so funny.
It's it's very weird. I just, you know, when, they can do a lot of cool stuff with this Shin Japan Heroes universe. Who knows what they'll come up with next, but if this is any indication, like I'm here for it. Like let's get weird, Bandai.
I love it.
Let's get weird. But hey, this isn't like a cheap toy. I mean, cause technically it's like four toys, right?
Yeah. It's four. Yeah.
It's $200, you know, like it's not cheap. And, but I think this will be one that like, you just put that up there, like combined like that. And people will be like, mm-hmm. what is that? Are you okay? Like, do you need help? But yes. Hey, it gets me excited for Shin Kamen Rider next week.
Right? Yeah, I agree. I agree. This is cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. And then last one, I have to end it on this because you love you some Harryhausen, and the Star Ace X Plus stuff is always great. Now, I know, like, the goddess of death herself here, Kali, is not, like, probably up there with Cyclops and the dragons and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the reason I thought this was cool was the deluxe version. It comes with that the background diorama, and it comes with the stone circle, that carved stone circle, and it mm-hmm. comes with that green uplighting. I thought that was really
that
cool.
That is the coolest part. Yeah, yeah, having the light in there, because yeah. this look it makes this look the nature of this creature, you know, makes it not look like a toy at all.
Yeah.
This just looks like you would put this in your house and pray to it every night, yeah. you know, or sacrifice something to it. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's probably not on my like must yeah. buy list, but it's the kind of thing where if I did see this in person, I would pick it up. You know yeah. what I mean? I would buy this. It's not, I'm not going to get it out of my concerns for my space issues and stuff. Yeah. My Harryhausen X Plus figures are now on like a must own basis. Yeah. But if I saw this in a store, you know, if I saw this yeah. in a specialty shop or something, I'd pick it up because it's awesome. Like, yeah. I mean, they're doing all the best work other than in Raku. They're doing the best work. So,
yeah, they've been releasing some really great stuff. And, you know, and it's big too. It's 30 centimeters, you know, so it's like yeah. this is not a small piece. And I just thought the extras on the deluxe, like, this is one that, you know, that totally. You would totally have to go in with a deluxe because I just thought it looked so cool. And yeah, Kali some love here, but yeah. really cool stuff from our good buddies over at X Plus and Star Ace. So that's all the toy news.
Okay.
But we obviously had some Monsterverse news on two fronts. We did. And I'm going to go back to that slide here. The first one, I mean, I don't think it's news, but there's not really much color commentary to add to it yeah. was that we did get the official name for the
sure.
Godzilla series on Apple TV Plus, the Monarch Legacy of Monsters. And it didn't make me any more or less excited for it. I'm still excited for it. It's a name.
Well, listen, I want to mention this while we're talking about it.
Yeah.
On regular YHS this last week, we did an interview with Anders Holm. Mm-hmm. He's an actor. He's in that show Workaholics, which I know is really popular. He's been in movies. He's in the new Muppet show. He's in this. He's in the Godzilla show. And we talked to him about it a little bit. And it was weird. You could tell, you know, anybody who's interested, go listen to it because we do talk about Godzilla for a few minutes. But you could tell he wasn't quite sure what was out there and what wasn't out mm-hmm. there because he was like, oh, they haven't released the title yet. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, they have. You know, I'm like, I didn't say it because I, off the top of my head, I couldn't remember what the title was, but I was like, the title's out there. But then he did kind of give some info that I had not read anywhere yet. And I was like, are you supposed to be saying this? He did say, and I guess it goes with the title here, Legacy of Monsters, is that the show has two different timelines, and it's going to go back and forth between modern day, where, you know, the world is having to get used to kaiju and there's kaiju everywhere and Godzilla, all the movies have happened. And then it cuts into that and the 50s whenever they first discover Godzilla and are trying to figure out what he is. So I think that's really cool that they're doing that. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
Clearly we don't have anything else to go off of, but yeah,
well, I think I'm that and obviously with Legacy of Monsters, like, and they're doing a past timeline.
Makes sense.
It aligns. But it was nice to see that, hey, these things are happening. I'm glad. Yeah. I mean, if I wouldn't have listened to the interview, I would have known. I still would have felt good that this is happening. But it is like just always nice to know because, you know, so many times in our fandoms, the rug will get pulled out from you. But yay, yeah. I'm excited. It has a title.
Yeah.
But speaking of Monsterverse, we got, what, a couple days ago now, maybe yesterday, trailer.
Today.
They all run together. The trailer for Netflix's animated Skull Island. What'd you think, dude?
Yeah, I mean, it looks fun, dude. Like, I'm surprised that it looks like 2D animation. And mm-hmm. You know what? It's possible that it is computer generated.
Mm-hmm.
to look like 2D generation. I don't know if that's it or not, but this looks like kind of classic Saturday morning. It kind of looks 98 like cheap. Godzilla. Yeah, it looks like cheap animation. Like it's not very detailed. Nothing is like it's really simple looking. But I'm into that. You know, I think that's going to be cool. It takes place on Skull Island, so it must take place before the movie. I would guess, or I think it's right after.
Yeah, I think it tried. I think it's what's been released is, and I could be a little bit off, but I think it's something like. People get shipwrecked on the island and have to kind of navigate through it to save life. You know, classic island monster stuff.
It's literally the plot of the Skull Island movie, but with a new cast. And there's a bunch of monsters and there's King Kong. And I love it. Yeah. There's nothing else.
Yeah. I saw the animation of the trailer and I thought it was like, it reminded me of the Godzilla, the animated series, the 98. Well, I know it didn't come out now, but you know, like the 98 style, like that, the humans, so that they looked like they were animated in that same style, which I thought was cool. It looked good to me. It looked fun. Like there was nothing in it that I was like, I was excited, and now I'm really excited. There was nothing that made me think that, but there was also like there was nothing that pushed me the other way. I'm like, I'm going to watch this. It's going to be fun. And there's probably some cool monsters.
I'm just excited that we're living in a world where Kong and Godzilla are getting TV shows. That's not something, you know, like it's just not something I ever would have thought. It's something, you know, just having movies was a like. Best case scenario.
Yeah.
And the fact that 2014, you know, Legendary Godzilla has now turned into, we're going on what, the fifth movie and two TV shows. And wasn't there another Kong thing? I don't know. Like there's just so much shit happening, for the MonsterVerse. And I know right before Godzilla versus Kong came out, we thought that was it. Remember there was like a, there was a moment where we like Godzilla vs. Kong's the last thing they're doing, and then we're done. But now we're on another movie, and we got two shows coming. So,
I think both of us said like after the Godzilla versus Kong, it's like, look, they're not Toa's not going to renew. Nothing more with Godzilla. We're going to get kind of Kong in Hollow Earth, and like that's going to be where the next five movies take place. And we're cool, we were cool with it. But now it's like No, not at all.
Well, remember, we thought they were going to make, like, there were rumors that the next movie was just going to be a Kong movie. Yeah. It was going to maybe be a son of Kong, you know, and that turned into whatever. Also, I want to say this. We won't talk about what any of it is, but there are leaks out there for Godzilla X Kong. It has gotten a the movie did screen. I think it just like a I think it was just a. You know, a test screening.
Yeah, like a focus.
But some people have kind of come out and said some leaks, what they've seen in there, and I read some of them. But anyway, you know, if you don't want to see it, try to be careful. They did. There was the reason I even saw the leak is just because I get on Facebook and one of the groups I'm in or one of the pages one of the Godzilla like news sites, just like. Flat out reports test screening confirms second villain, you know? And I'm like, well, you know what? We knew that, but come on.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us like, well, you know, I figured that the new, ape wasn't going to be the only villain, but like, come on. So I don't know. Anyway, that's
Oh, and hey, also, we also forgot. We're also getting a new Toho Godzilla this year.
We are. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
A lot
crazy.
Happening. There's a lot happening.
So I was excited about, I mean, these are all like, once again, like it's a trailer and it's an official name. It's not anything too crazy, but it's just positive momentum. We're just getting closer to these things getting released. And we have a Gamera. We have a Gamera.
Gamera's coming soon.
Coming out. We have a Godzilla movie from Toho. I mean, we have a lot of really cool stuff happening here in the short term.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of good stuff. No reasons to complain.
Yeah, so don't complain, people.
Don't complain. Yeah, I'm excited to start seeing this stuff. It makes me want to go back and, you know, like I started doing a little while back, I started a rewatch of Singular Point, but I only watched a couple episodes and I was like, man, I gotta put that back on. There's always like moments in my day. It's weird. There's moments in my day where I'm like, I'm going to watch Singular Point tonight, but then something comes up and I forget, but it's like always in my head.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm ready to go, man.
We should do it. We should do a live, like just streaming of us watching all the episodes of Singular Point. That way we can turn it into content.
Nobody wants to see that. Nobody wants to watch that.
Yeah, I need to rewatch it too. I agree with you 100%. I defend it so much because I feel like over time people have soured on it a little bit, or maybe just the people that didn't like it have become more vocal. And I still, I mean, it has its flaws, but I still love it. And
yeah, it's great. It's perfect.
And I need to like rewatch it so I can give some more ammunition to you know defend it with. So,
and maybe X Plus will do more figure. Like, I think that'd be great if X Plus does more figures from it. Well, we got anything else, Jay? Are we done?
Man, I gotta go and I gotta keep.
We still made this an hour. We thought this was gonna be a short episode. We still were able to make it an hour. Right. Listen, that's gonna be it from us for this week. We will, you know what? For the next episode, we will come up with an actual. Maybe we will. You know maybe. What? Maybe not because
I gotta talk about Shin Kamen Rider.
Yeah, it might have to. The next episode might just be you because I'm gonna be coming back from London. Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be sleeping two Wednesdays from now. So, yeah. Yeah, that'd be it. We'll get on out of here. You know, check us out everywhere that we are. Jay, that shirt is available on... Not yet.
Tell Craig to add them.
Craig hasn't done it yet. All right. Sorry. Forget that part. Shirt's coming soon. Jay, you got anything else?
No, man. I got to go and start prepping here for G-Fest. It's only about a month. 2 months away, less than 2 months away. And I'm getting my exclusive G-Fest only inventory coming in that it's not going to be on the site. It's going to be only at G-Fest. And I have about probably 50 or 60 things that are going to be there.
You,
yeah.
Do me a favor, Jay, while you're at G-Fest this year, talk to whoever you need to and get them to move it away from Comic-Con next year.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because listen, I go to Comic-Con. I'm going to go to Comic-Con every year. Yeah. And it's like the week, it's like 3 days before, you know, G-Fest or after G-Fest. So
yeah,
something has to happen. These got to split up because I want to go to both. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Adios.
Bye.